This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this kind of nice Wednesday morning. I don't know how hot or cold it is outside. I know I don't need a jacket. So we always want to give a little bit of the weather report. We don't want to take 3 hours as they always do on the other stations, but that's the way it is. Hey, lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. And if you call with something that we can talk about, I won't bite your head off. I've had so many people call, they don't want to get on the air. I'm not going to bite anybody's head off, but let's have an intelligent conversation, at least on your end, because we're not going to have it on mine. But see, this is my show, so I can say and do what the hell I want. And when you want to say and do what you want, get your show and do whatever the hell you want to do. And again, you won't hear this information that you get from me anywhere else, because I'm so tired of even Fox News anymore. Everything's so politically correct. Don't want to make anybody mad. Don't want to lose advertisers. Don't want to this. Don't want to that. I'm so tired of this crap. Yeah, I could crap up whatever. I hear Lida Krusen having a lot of problems over in St. Louis. I hear the black politicians are jumping her little white cracker ass. I hear she's kind of begging, and I'm going to do something. I'm going to take care of it. Lida Krusen, you haven't done anything since you've been the mayor of St. Louis, and you're going to continue to be a failure. I don't understand why people want to get elected to positions that they're not qualified for. I don't want to be an airline pilot. Well, I do, but I can't fly a plane. I'm not going to jump up in a plane, lobby for that position, and then kill myself and a bunch of people on my first flight. But these politicians are so inept, so incompetent. They just keep going and going. I see where they're, I believe it's in Arkansas or Alabama, senator retiring because he's got the first stages of Alzheimer's. And I applaud him for that. And I wish him the best, but he knows when it's time to get out. You've got this Ruth Ginsburg, very, very, very liberal Supreme Court justice. She's 86 years old, had cancer 5 times, can barely walk, falls asleep when they're having meetings and things. But she, you think she'll retire? Hell no. These bastards die in office. I don't understand why the United States Supreme Court has a lifetime appointment. I know, hey, it's a lifetime appointment, so they can't be swayed by politics. Every one of those Supreme Court justices are swayed by politics. You can tell when there's something going on, and it's for the Democrats, you'll get a 4-3 vote or a 5-4 vote or whatever kind of vote you get. And it's always, well, I shouldn't say always, but most of the time it's on party lines. So you say there's no politics. You say there's no politics in the United States Supreme Court. Are you crazy? But there again, Ruth Ginsburg, 86 years old, can barely walk, barely talk. Looks like the witch in the Wizard of Oz. And I say that disrespectfully, of course. But she's going to lay around and lay around. That's not good for our country. That's not good for the legal system. And everybody knows that. But no, we don't want her to go, because then Trump will put another semi-conservative judge on the bench. And see, whenever you say semi-conservative judge, whenever you say semi-liberal judge, automatically, that shows that there's politics, some kind of political philosophy involved in the appointing of these United States Supreme Court justices. But having said that, I just thought that was something that this United States Senator is going to retire because he's getting sick and can't handle his job. That's what he said in the release. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's going to sit there until she'll probably sit there when they've got her on life support and want her to vote on various things. And again, I don't wish her any bad health, but damn, at 86 years old, with that many health problems, being on the bench that long, I kind of think it's time to go. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody let me know, but I don't think I am. Hey, I want to go to Mexico, the great country of Mexico. I don't know what the town is. I can't really pronounce it, or I try to. It's a southern Mexican bar, Costa Colores, late Tuesday night. The attack killed 24 people. You know how they killed 24 people? Now, we're not going to be able to drive. The people that love the green earth, they'll love this. 24 people, they weren't killed by a AK-47 or one of these assault rifles. They were killed by gasoline bombs. Did you hear me? Gasoline bombs. They took gasoline, put it in some bottles, threw it inside. People couldn't get out. 23 people died. 24 people, I'm sorry. Isn't it amazing? Now, where are all the, and again, I'm not fighting for guns or against guns. I'm fighting for our rights as Americans to make our own decision. The decent people should have guns. The criminals shouldn't, but it's always just the opposite. When you see don't bring your gun into this restaurant, no guns allowed. The bums know that the good people are going to put their guns in the car, so the bums are probably going to break into the car, steal the gun, and go inside and rob the good people because good people can't have guns. I don't understand any business. I don't understand any business where they say you can't bring a gun in. If you're a qualified gun owner, qualified to have a concealed carry, why you can't bring a gun in. But anyway, having said that, I just thought it was kind of strange. 24 people killed in a nightclub. 24 because of what? Not because of the guns, for you gun control freaks, but because of gasoline bombs. Now, I've said it before. The only way you're going to stop a lot of this violence is cut everybody's hands off whenever they're born. Because if somebody wants to be violent, they're going to be violent. Nothing's going to stop them. We've got 350 million guns in this country, and we're going to have another 200 million if they try to take guns away. And if it's where we can't get a gun here, if we're a criminal, we'll get it from China. You know, we'll get it from China. We'll get it from Mexico. They can bring those guns up. They bring all this billions and billions of dollars worth of dope up. Why can't they bring guns up, illegal guns? And they'll do it. But I just thought, how strange, how funny. And again, I'm for people's rights, not gun rights. I'm for people's rights. I'm for decent people having every right that they deserve in this great country. I think the government should stay out of our business until we need them. That's what the government was initially set up for, especially the federal government. Whenever the states needed it, needed the federal government, but somehow the federal government just all-encompassing now with their billions of dollars. And you know, I'm fighting the government now with the FCC. You can fight them, but you can't win in the end. Everybody knows that. They'll spend your money fighting you, and you have to spend your money to fight them fighting you with your money. And it's amazing. It is totally, totally amazing. Let's take some callers. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side. Well, let's take Jim. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah. That's one thing about the federal government. Once they come after you, they don't quit till they get you. There's been many cases where people are found innocent, but they keep taking them to court to bankrupt them where they don't have a lawyer. Then they get them. But on this Ocasio, that crazy gal, Puerto Rican gal, these white hating people that hate white people, she comes to find out she owes a bunch of back taxes, millions, and yet here she wants to tax Americans to give every way to all these lazy foreigners and people of color, and she wants Trump to expose his tax returns, and she can't even get her own house in order. It shows a hypocrisy, like Bernie Sanders. He's all for raising taxes, but he don't want to be around the common folks. As long as they keep your distance and he gets to, you do as he says, these people are crazy. Well, did he ever think the white man's going to keep on paying and paying until it reaches the camel breaks the straw's back before they just, does something happens in this country? Is a revolution or they give up?
Yeah, you know. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, Bob. I was going to say, yeah, this Ocasio owes $1.9 million in back taxes. He's owned it for 5 or 6 years. Al, the bobblehead, alien head looking, no count, nigger, greasy bastard, no count, good for nothing, living under a rock, son of a bitch, Al Sharpton, owes over $4 million, and he spent 67, 69 times at the White House with Obama. Nothing happens to those people. It only happens to the people that the government wants it happen to. And when they come down on you, Jim and everybody else knows it, when they come down on you, there's no getting up, because they'll use every resource, legal or not, to get you. Don't you agree?
They're not going to mess with a bobblehead because they're color, they're not white, and they're anti-American. They're not going to mess with them, but if a white person did that, you'd be in jail before you know it.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thanks for the call, and I agree with you, but I think, and again, I don't advocate any violence, but you won't hear this anywhere else but on this radio station today or any day. I defend the white people that need to be defended. I defend the decent white people. I stand proud. I stand proud as a white man. No way, shape, way, or form are you ever. You, I mean niggers, whites, yellows, greens, purples. Are you going to make me be ashamed of being born white? Now, the white community's not perfect. The black community is not perfect, but I'll be damned. It's white supremacy, white racism, white this, white privilege. I'm so tired of that crap, I could about blow up. And I tell you, I think most American people, the proud blacks, they even know what we're about. They know what the proud white people, what we're all about. But for them to say white privilege, white this, if you're white, you're wrong. And then you get these stupid, white, ignorant bastards say, oh, yeah, I feel bad. I feel bad, born white. Why the hell you mean you feel bad, born white? You shouldn't feel bad, born white. Be proud. If you're born black, be proud of being born black and do something for your black community to show everybody that you're a proud black person. The proud blacks, I say it day in and day out. Black entertainment television, black Miss America, black this. They want to show everybody how good the black people are. And I applaud them for that. I sincerely applaud them for that. But I'll be damned when it's every time a white person does something, everybody, the white guy shot this nigger. Whoa, he's a white supremacist. You see that white supremacy. They want to throw white supremacy in every crime where some stupid, hunky, cracker, ignorant white bastard kills somebody. It's one of Trump's white supremacists. We know better than that. Everybody knows better than that. But we sit back. We sit back. Every one of us sit back and let this crap go. And I'll tell you good people, they're going to keep pushing, not the proud blacks, always keep them out of the equation. These niggers are going to keep pushing. These radical groups are going to keep pushing until they either push us off the cliff or we decide that we're smarter than that and we're going to do something about it. How about going to get back to Lida Crewson? Lida seems to be trying to lobby everybody in St. Louis now. It was on national television last night. National television, St. Louis, because of all the crime, because of all the murders in St. Louis, was on national television. That's really great to be on national television, not for a big honor, not for taking care of your community, not for being one of the best communities in this great United States of America, but for the crime and the crime on children, the needless crime on children. Lida Crewson doesn't know what the hell to do. The chief doesn't know what the hell to do. That town is burning. That town is burning as we speak. Everybody wants to talk the talk. Nobody will walk the walk, but they tell me that Lida's meeting with all the black groups and they're planning to do something. Well, you should have been planning 20, 30 years ago to do something, but it didn't happen. But I will tell you, good people, take my word for it. It's going to get worse before it gets better. They can get more policemen, and I'm all for police. I'm 1,000% supportive of the police. But I don't give a damn how many policemen they have. It's the culture. It's the culture of violence over there, and not in the proud black community, in the nigger. I say, you hear me? And get pissed at me. Call it, complain. I said the niggers. It ain't the proud blacks. The proud blacks are too busy working. The proud blacks are too busy trying to make their race look good, trying to take care of their family, take care of their people. And I salute them. I salute them. It's the niggers. And there's the crackers and the hunkies, but it appears that there's just so many segments of the white, no-count, low-life bastards that go out and create violence. But boy, when these niggers get together, I'll tell you what, it's like a firestorm, and everybody knows it. You get some whites together, there'll be some fighting. There'll be the Ku Klux Klan, the John Birchers, the skinheads, the neo-Nazis. But man, they don't tear down a town. I think we need to send all the niggers over to Afghanistan, over to Iraq, over to Iran. I think we can stop the crime over there completely. I think we can stop the crime over there completely. But Lida Crewson, you better do something. You beg the governor to, oh, we stop the crime, get some crime bills, get the control of the guns out of the hands of the criminals. That's always been the problem, but you're never going to get control of the guns out of the hands of the criminals, Lida Crewson. This crap's been going on, not just in the black community, in the white community for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And it's going to continue. It's going to continue until everybody gets behind there. And people say, oh, Romantic, you push it too far. No, I don't push it too far. We need to get behind our police officers. I heard today a retired New York Police Department lieutenant talked about the Panatello effect. He said, I've never seen officers' morale so low. And so what these police officers are saying, if you don't support us, we're going to do the minimum. Now that hurts everybody. That's not right. Policemen shouldn't do that. They should either do their job or get out of that profession. But they are so pissed off because New York City, Bill de Blasio, they must really hate police officers. They've made a third as many arrests this year as last year because they say they can't do their job because if something happens and they do their job, they're not going to get any backing by the city administration. So they fired this one police officer, Daniel Patelio, and after they did that, all these police officers have come forward and said, hey, if you're not going to support us, we're not going to support you. And I don't blame them. I told you, I've had police officers tell me, hey, Bob, we see crap going on in North St. Louis and we go the other way. Why do they go the other way? Because they don't want to get in trouble. If they do their job, well, that's what you're supposed to do. But if something comes up in every situation, every arrest is different. These police officers have about 10 seconds to decide what to do. And we're not hiring robots, we're hiring police officers, human beings. And we all can make a bad judgment. We all have made bad judgments. But it's going to tear down New York City. It's going to tear down this whole country if we don't come together with the police departments. And it's happening in New York, and you're going to see it happening all over because people are getting tired. People are getting damn tired of putting up with this crap. I see that had this white gal, she's a TV host, co-host on a TV show, and she's got a black co-anchor, and it says, TV host apologize after saying black co-anchor look like a gorilla. Well, you know what? If she apologized for insulting, that's one thing. But she's apologizing because this black guy does look like the gorilla in the picture I saw. Wasn't anything racist about it. Well, you know, when you call a nigger gorilla, it pisses them off. Why would it piss them off? If it doesn't mean anything to them, if they don't think they look like a gorilla, why would he get pissed off? But anyway, this Oklahoma City white television anchor, she said her black colleague looked like a gorilla, and now she gets on television and starts crying and wants to apologize. She said Jason Hackett, who was black, the white co-host, said, "Hey, you kind of look like this gorilla when you take a picture." And he kind of laughed. And then I guess the niggers all went crazy. You know that. The niggers all went crazy. But what really pisses me off, and you won't hear this anywhere else, the white radio stations, they're not going to say it. They don't want anybody pissed at them. They don't want the blacks pissed at them. It says what she said was wrong. And here's this guy, big black guy. "It cut deep for me and a lot in my community." And he says that it hurt. It really hurt. What do you mean it really hurt? You big badass black son of a bitch. It really hurt because she said you look like a gorilla. Now, if she'd have said you look like Billy D. Williams, I bet you wouldn't have been pissed off. You wouldn't be pissed off then, would you? But he says, yeah, that it hurt me. It hurt me so much. What the hell is wrong? What the hell is wrong when we let these niggers, not the proud blacks, because the proud blacks don't ever play the race card, when we let these stupid niggers get away with this crap? And he says that it really, really hurt me bad. It hurt my soul. What do you mean hurt your soul? Yeah, and if you've been called a nigger a million times by the niggers out on the street when you were coming up. I've been around the black community. I've heard it. They don't think anything about it. And I don't either. It's just a word. It's just a word that signifies between a good black and a bad black. But this guy was really hurt. Now you're going to watch. There's going to be repercussions. He's probably going to sue. But she cries on TV. Now just another, and I bring this up, just another situation to put a white man down. Another situation to put a white man down. And I got to go on a side note here. And again, I'm not a racist at all. But I see what I see. I'm not Ray Charles. I'm not little Stevie Wonder. I'm not blind. Watch all these TV shows. This morning on Channel 5 National News had three co-hosts that were all black. Three co-hosts, and no big deal with it, but if there had been three co-hosts all white, there would have been all kind of crap. They make a concerted effort to throw more blacks. They don't give a damn if they're qualified. Who gives a damn? Hey, you're not qualified. You're black. Get your ass out there. We want you. It's amazing. I believe it was Channel 5 at 7:30. I can't remember the channel. All three were black. Then there was a commercial, and the commercial was a guy speaking up on the stage, a white guy, about some kind of technical issue. And a black gal stands up and embarrasses him and says, "You're totally wrong." And the white guy sits there and looks like an imbecile. You people, and even the proud blacks, you see what's going on. You watch these TV commercials. They're inbreeding everything, inbreeding everybody. They're making sure there's so many blacks on these TV shows. They're making sure there's so many blacks on these newscasts. And it's amazing. If you have them there because they're qualified, they're the best qualified, I say great. But if you have them there just because they're black, I say that's bullcrap. I say that's total bullcrap. And I hope you people understand where I'm coming from. I know the niggers will say, "Hey, there goes that racist again." Has nothing to do with racism. It has to do with right or wrong. And it's wrong. It's wrong what the hell's going on. And we as white people, though, we just sit back and you know what we say? Things are going to get different. Things are going to get different. Let them go. It'll be okay. Let them go. It'll be okay. No, we let them go. It's not going to be okay. You've heard me 1,000 times before. You let somebody shoplift in your store and you don't do anything about it. You smile and wave as he walks out the door. You know you're going to have him come in the next day, and the next day, and there's going to be a lot more shoplifting. So you have to stop it. You have to nip it in the bud, like old Barney from the Andy Griffin Show, Barney Fife, would say. You got to nip it in the bud. And we're going to nip it in the bud right here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek. the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. To the dark side, and you people know it is. I get calls all the time, you no good son of a bitch, you shouldn't talk like that, you shouldn't be like that, you shouldn't look like that. Well, I can't help any of the three, I can't help. So save your complaint for your mama, because that's about all I have to say. That's about all I have to say to that. But I will tell all you people, all we want is fair and equal treatment. I say we as white people, because when the black community says our people, I know they mean the black people. I'm not offended by that. I've never been offended. See, and I would hope that everybody dislike me as much as you like. I would hope that you would all wish for this kind of radio, because you're getting the truth. Maybe I'm firing you up, maybe I'm riling you up, maybe I'm pissing you off, but you're getting the truth. You're not getting something hand-fed to you, pablum, or like a little baby going to stick a bottle in your mouth, because they don't want to hurt you. Nobody wants to hurt anybody. We always get hurt. When we benefit from something, it's because we got hurt, because we worked our ass off, because we went to school, studied night and day, because we were away from our families. To be successful, to move forward, everybody is going to get hurt a little bit. You can't help but to get hurt. Somebody gives you something, doesn't hurt you. You don't appreciate it. It doesn't last long. Nobody gives a damn. Speaking of Missouri, just like over here in Illinois, higher license fees, all these new laws for you people in Missouri. You're like the people in Illinois. These state reps, these state senators, these politicians, these governors, they don't come and ask you in town hall meetings what you want. They beg for your vote. Then when they get elected, they shove everything else down your throat or shove it up your behind. And you people know that year after year after year, but you keep voting for these same idiots. But now they're going to have higher fees. Now, you don't have to pay. If you don't pay your fines, you're not going to go to jail. So that's going to keep the bums from never paying any fines. But now they have registration fees for licensing will go from $3.50 to $6, people. That's probably an 80-85% increase. From $3.50, you hear me, to $6. Now, the millennial registration will go from $7 to $12. What a hell of an increase. Hell, if they increased the price of food at a restaurant, you think you'd ever go back? Hell no, nobody would go back, and the place would be shut down, and that's what needs to be done to these asswipe bastard politicians. Now, the processing fee for a three-year driver's license will go from $2.50, from $2.50, people, to $6. And for a driver's license no longer, registration that lasts no longer than 3 years, the fee climbs from $5, listen to me people, from $5 to $12. Now the specialty plates will go from $2.50 to $6. Do you people understand what's going on in your government? You need to wake up. Well, not on both sides of the river. All throughout this great country, because they're putting laws in effect that you guys know nothing about. I'll bet you a lot of people didn't know these new laws took effect in Missouri. I talked to a lot of people in Illinois, at the coffee shops, the restaurants. They don't know half the laws. They should know every law. The lawmakers, you know, they send out these propaganda sheets right before election, what they're doing, and we pay for it. The taxpayers pay for these propaganda sheets, and that's all it is. Let the people know what's going on right before the election. They don't let you know what's going on the bad side of government. They want to tell you what they're going to do, They're always going to do something, but something positive for us, the community, never gets done. I don't understand that, and I think you people sitting there listening to me, I think you think the same thing. They get elected. They promise you this, and you're going to hear it with the elections coming up. With all the elections coming up, we're going to do this for you. We're going to do that. We're going to wipe your ass. No, they're not going to wipe your ass. They're going to kick you in your ass. And you good people know that. Just like with the black and white situation. I'm sorry, with the white and nigger situation. Always keep the proud black community out of it. Until we do something, things aren't going to change. Same way with politics. Until we do something and kick these politicians in the asses and let them know that they work for us, that we don't work for them, until that happens, nothing's going to be done. We've watched it year after year, decade after decade, and it never gets any better. We sit there and say, well, it's going to get better. No, it's not going to get better, people. I'm telling you. Take it from me. It's not going to get better until we make it better. And we're not going to ever make it better until we get off our asses. Now, we're all going to have to suffer a little bit, maybe financially, maybe work-wise, but we can all take our country back. And it's not going to take a lot to do. We don't need any violence like the niggers and the crackers and the hunkies want. We don't need any violence. We just need to take it back. We need to organize. We need to take it back. And if you need some printing along the way, taking our great country back, Bruce Franks Jr., that nigger, thug, no-count, low-life, living underneath a rock, nigger, greasy, sleazy, Aunt Jemima-looking bastard, he's got a printing company now. Now, he moved out of the city because the city was going to destroy him. Now, the man doesn't have a job. He's no longer a state rep, and that paid $30,000, $35,000 a year. And I don't know for a fact, but I heard he's got 6-7 kids milling all around. So I don't know how he could pay any kind of child support. But now he's got an online printing, Bruce Frank Jr. printing. If you need any printing done, go to me, Bruce Frank Jr. So I believe he's still in the area. I think he's trying to lay low because I think the feds still may be on his ass. They ought to be on his ass. They ought to be on a lot of people's asses over there in St. Louis with all the crap going on. You never hear about it, though, do you? The newspaper, the Post Disgrace, they don't want to piss off the politicians. Todd Robertson, that faggot little bastard, I think he probably spends most of his time at the bathhouse. So he doesn't know what the hell's going on, but it pisses me off now that Bruce Franks, after all the crap he stirred up, after all the violence that he was allegedly involved in, now he's going to have a printing company. He's going to lay low. He's going to be the printer of the stars, I guess. He wants everybody to contact him. Well, Bruce Franks, I sincerely, sincerely wish you the worst. I hope your business fails. I hope you fail. I hope somebody puts their foot all the way up your ass, like several times. You know, we started our war, White Awareness Radio. The niggers called threatening, you're a racist. And I argue with some of them until I get a sore throat. I say WAR, White Awareness Radio. Keeping the white community aware of what's going on. We don't know. The white community is in the back of the bus. We don't get any of the news. We just get the crap they want to hand feed us. These politicians want to hand feed us. But the white community, don't try to do something for the white community, because if you do, you're totally wrong. You can't do something for the white community or you're a racist. You can't do something for the white community because you're a white supremacist. You can't do something for the white community or you're a no good son of a bitch that hates blacks. Now, I don't understand that because I don't even hate the niggers. I just dislike them thoroughly. But why, when the white community does something for the white community, it's always labeled racist? Let's come up with the white Miss America pageant. Let's come up with the white congressional caucus. Never heard of a white congressional caucus. I know there's a black congressional caucus. I know there's 100 man black marching. I know there's black entertainment television, black entertainment radio, black this, black that, and that's okay. I understand that because they're proud of their heritage. They're proud of their ethnicity. They're proud of what they do in their communities. And I'm talking about the proud blacks, not the niggers. But if a white person tries to do the same, it's look at them. Look at those racists over there doing this and doing that. And they've shamed us people. And I don't understand. I know a lot of decent white people who are actually ashamed to be white. I know decent white people, if there's blacks in the room, won't say, "I'm proud to be white." I'll stand up on a table. I don't give a damn if it's the NAACP convention. I'm proud. I'm proud to be white. No matter what they try to do to me, no matter what they do to me, and they may, and that's okay. I'm a big boy. I've been in many fights. I've lost some, I've won some, but it's not how many fights you've lost, it's how fast you get up to get ready for the next fight. And that's what I tell everybody. And I don't understand why people sit back. Again, I deplore violence. I don't advocate any kind of violence whatsoever, but damn, sometime you gotta make yourself be heard. Sometime you gotta stand up and be counted. You heard that, stand up and be counted. You've heard the old adage, a squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, I think the white community at this point needs some grease, don't you? I think this white community needs some grease. And I think it's only fair. I think it's only fair that we get treated at least the same as the black community, at least the same as the Hispanic community. I don't want any more. As a proud white man, I don't want any more than I've earned and I deserve. And if you earned it, I don't give a damn what color you are. If you've earned it, you deserve it. You don't deserve somebody giving you anything. It just really, really pisses me off. Now, I see in the paper, in one of the slag newspapers, one of the racist newspapers, one of the St. Louis Post disgrace, which is a piece of crap in my humble opinion, of course. Now, the elected officials, they want to have state-run gun stores where the state, once again, where the state steps right in to your life. They want the government controlling all these gun stores, and they want to have additional firearm taxes. Everything has to do with taxes, doesn't it? Everything has to do with taxes. No matter, hey, marijuana was illegal back in the day, but we need the money. We've stole so much. We need a marijuana tax, so let's legalize marijuana. Let's legalize gambling. Two of the biggest vices back in the Al Capone day. But they can legalize it now because why? The politicians need the money. And I always say that these politicians are the one that either make us criminals or not. They make these laws. They never abide by these laws. They never, ever, ever abide by these laws that they put out. They cover each other's asses in Washington, D.C. You hear it every day. Well, this guy should be indicted, this ex-FBI director, but they're talking about, oh, they're not going to indict him. Well, hell no, because they take care of themselves. Let me or you try something like that, and we'd be under the jail. And we all know that. That's why most people, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to get in trouble. We're not living in Russia, people. We're living in America. We've got every right. Now, I've been hurt running my mouth, and I'll get hurt again, but that's okay. That's my right. That's my First Amendment privilege to say what I want to say, and I'm going to continue to say it, and I'll get hurt along the way. What did I say earlier? You're never going to benefit. You're never going to prosper. You're never going to advance yourself on the easy street, because there is no easy way for advancement. You have to bust your ass, you have to stand tall, you have to take your licks and keep on trucking. And that's what successful people, both black, white, Hispanic, Oriental, that's what they have done. And that's why that's what we'll continue to do to be successful. Now, these bums, white, black, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, Asian, that sit on their ass and don't want to do anything, they'll be taken care of in this country, because we're not going to let any of our people starve. It's not right that they take and take and take when they could be out working. But the government now, they want the government to have state-run gun stores. It's unbelievable, people. It's unbelievable where we've come. And this guy says, I'm not a fan of more government regulation, but if this proposal, if it works, it's worth a try. No, it's not worth a try. Anytime you have your rights taken away, you never, ever, ever get them back. You people know that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. I've got a few more minutes. I want to just say in the newspaper, big letters, stop killing our future. And they've got balloons going up, and I feel sorry for the family of that 7-8-year-old daughter that died, and 7-year-old Xavier who died. I feel for the family. I feel for the parents. I've lost a child. I know what it's like. But see, I got to be honest. These balloons, these marches, you hear me every day. It makes no difference. They're sitting out there, and they've got balloons going up, and they're talking about their child who they lost. And stop killing our future. When are you politicians going to stop? When are you politicians going to stop killing the future of all of us? Last but not least, and I'll get on again tomorrow, I hear from some pretty good sources, not great sources, but pretty good sources, that the Illinois State Representative, Jay Hoffman, has been lobbying for quite some time for the role of SIUE president. Now, I've heard that for the last several months, and I think it to be true. We haven't verified that. Of course, he won't answer anybody's calls, or he won't talk to anybody. But again, I've been told that this has been going on for quite some time. And if this happens, my sources tell me, and again, they're good sources, not perfect sources, so we'll have to get some more verification, that if he gets appointed as SIUE president, he'll give up his position as state representative for his district. And guess who they're going to appoint? None other than the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman, Mark the Big Faggot Kern. Now, do you see how these people play musical chairs, these politicians? You never have a chance to get elected. You don't have the money. You don't have the political backing, which is probably a good thing. But here's Hoffman lobbying for the SIUE president, and they're going to put, see, Kern has screwed up St. Clair County so bad, he wants out, but he's got to have a title. See, Mark the big faggot Kern, he's got to have a title. The failed St. Clair County board chairman has to have some kind of title. He just can't be Mark Kern, a no-count big faggot idiot. He has to have some political title. It's always been his father and all of them used to say, oh, he's going to be the next congressman or he's going to be the congressman someday. He doesn't have enough to support barely to be the St. Clair County board chairman. And I think he knows that the politicians, especially the below the hill, aren't real happy with him. And I think it's time for him to bail out. And if he can get a position as state representative, I guarantee you this, that he would take it. But we'll follow this story. We're going to get some more information today on it. So we'll follow this story and see where it's going. But you notice these politicians never give up. They take care of them. They take care of their families. They take care of their friends. And the vast, vast majority always, always gets screwed. So as always, at the end of the show, you know what I have to say. Let's continue to unite. And we're getting better, people. The Proud Black and Proud White are coming together. We're finally realizing. People are listening to me and other people, and they're researching what we say. They're finding out it's the truth, and they're finally coming together. So let's make these ass white bastard politicians as miserable as we are, and they've made us miserable. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white, no count, good for nothing, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, never, never, never any violence. At the end of the day, let's destroy them. Let's destroy them before they continue, and they will continue to destroy us until we stop them. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQ.